Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. Celebrate 37 years with Club Fitness and join with 37-cent enrollment. Let's talk about a surprise baby. Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel apparently had a baby this year.
Yeah.
What?
Was that when I broke my jaw?
Yeah, right?
You guys don't remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. That was a few weeks back.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
It was more than a few weeks. It felt like a while ago. But yeah, it was like it was a secret. They didn't say anything, but everyone else was saying, hey, we're pretty sure this happened.
Yeah. Right.
And then eventually it was confirmed.
Well, it sounds like Lance Bass just confirmed it. Like people still weren't sure if they had a baby.
Mm.
But yeah, Lance said, the baby's cute. Of course, it's Justin and Jessica. He was on his podcast and he didn't go into great detail, but he said that everyone from NSYNC knew before everybody else. And apparently I'm the last person to know. I feel like even when I was out with a broken jaw, I kept up on most things. And Justin Timberlake's secret baby.
I should have told you. I'm sorry.
Jeez. All right. I thought this was like exciting news for all of you.
No, it wasn't. You know what? It wasn't as big of a deal as it should have been for some reason. Because people were unclear. And then it was one of those things where there was more information very slowly. So it never had that day in the news cycle where it was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It was like, this person said this. Huh? Somebody else said it.
It's kind of,
don't beat yourself up. That's what I'm trying to say.
I mean, I feel like I spent more time on Emma Stone last week. Is she pregnant? Probably. Than this Justin Timberlake thing. All right, other baby news. Game of Thrones, Kit Harington and Rose Leslie expecting their first child.
Cool, cool.
That's it. As long as they don't, you know, weird Game of Thrones names, a possibility.
Ygritte and Jon Snow.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully they'll come up with something weird for a name, right?
I know. How about this? We talked about how Demi Lovato and her fiance, Max Urich, broke up.
Yeah.
They split. They got engaged on the same day as Tim and his fiance Emma, but they started dating like 2 days before quarantine started, 2 days before COVID, and then went on lockdown. And clearly when you're like locked away and not working and it's just the two of you, yeah, everything's idyllic. It's kind of like The Bachelor, except you're only dating one person. he says he learned about their breakup by reading about it.
No way.
Oh.
Well, I guess that beats your keynote working.
On his Instagram story, he said, imagine finding out about the status of your relationship through a tabloid. He was in the middle of filming. Oh, and then he like really tries to stick it to her. In the middle of filming a biopic about a pastor in a Christian church who tried to help people. That doesn't make you a better person than Demi Lovato. But yeah,
that's how we found out.
Yeah, he found out when she started doing interviews about it last week.
Oh, man. I mean,
oh, you didn't get the memo, Max? Yeah, sorry, buddy.
Yeah, or the fax. Who broke up? What celebrity
Bill
broke
Collins.
Up? Bill Collins broke up with his wife via fax. Mm-hmm. So 80s. Gwyneth Paltrow celebrated her 48th birthday and posted a picture of Instagram in her birthday suit. She's covered, like, she's, you know, strategic angles and all mm-hmm. that stuff. Her daughter, Apple, though, just, like, shaking her head, like, Mom, this is so embarrassing. And Harry and Meghan, they might be in trouble with the British royals. You know, they stepped away from their royal duties, but they're still supposed to remain neutral. And they, when they stepped back from the family, promised to uphold the values of Her Majesty, which includes not taking a political stance.
As we approach this November, it's vital that we reject hate speech, misinformation, and online negativity.
So as we work to reimagine the world around us, let's challenge ourselves to build communities of compassion.
Yeah, they urged U.S. citizens to register to vote and make sure they vote on November 3rd, which they say is problematic because it sounded, their video made it sound like they want Trump out and they want change, which would make it really difficult for Queen Elizabeth if Trump is reelected. So, yeah. So they might lose.
Awkward.
They might lose even more. And apparently the royal family is not, continues to not be happy with them.
That's weird. I mean, especially Meghan being American, she's going to want to talk about this.
Yes,
right.
So it's a little different. I don't know.
Yeah. That's Entertainment Schmig. We'll have more around 8:30, more online at y98.com. And Lance with traffic up next.
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. Celebrate 37 years with Club Fitness and join with 37-cent enrollment. You just heard Taylor Swift. Congrats to Taylor. She now has spent the most weeks at number one on the Billboard 200 album chart for a female artist. She was tied with Whitney Houston, but Folklore back at number one. So she now passes Whitney to hold the record by herself. Congrats to Rooney Mara and Joaquin Phoenix. They welcome their first child, a baby boy, and named their child as a tribute to Joaquin's brother, River. The baby's name is River.
Aww.
Official title of Borat 2 has been announced. Did you see it?
No.
It's Borat, Gift of Pornographic Monkey to Vice Premier Mikhail Pence to make benefit recently diminished nation of Kazakhstan. So I guess it's a reference to the vice president, Mike Pence, but they spell his name M-I-K-H-A-E-L. Oh, like man. A very Russian spelling.
Very nice.
No word on where we'll get to see it or when we'll get to see it. But you can hear the new song from Vin Diesel. He released his debut single Friday on the Kelly Clarkson Show.
You're not going to play some?
We
no.
Are. I got to find
he
out.
He is.
Good Lord.
Otherwise, there's going to be another Borat.
You were in the studio this weekend. What do you have to say about this?
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
You cranked the music high enough and put enough production on his voice.
Yeah,
and
you don't even notice Tim.
You could make anybody sound like that.
Huh. Yeah, I really don't know what to think about that.
I don't either.
Ask me sometime Thursday.
I don't know that it's spectacular or that it's awful.
Yeah.
It's kind of there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I got to sort through my feelings on this one.
Yeah, me too.
All right. If you thought you had feelings about that song, Mariah Carey, you know, her autobiography, ready to drop. And she talks about how when she was working on one of her albums back in the 90s, she was working on her Daydream album. She recorded an alternative album at the same time. She said it helped her through some dark times. Here's a sample.
Sounds a lot like Vin.
That's already helped me.
Good stuff.
Here it is.
That would have been a great mystery album.
So it still exists. This album is out
still
there.
Still exists. Well, I don't. It's not. She never released it.
Well, she should release it. That's crazy.
I mean,
no, I mean, Mariah. She sings as well as anybody. Why wouldn't it?
Good as Vin Diesel.
Yeah. Well, right.
Hopefully, a little bit better than that.
Maybe a little bit.
That is kind of cool.
I know. If she had released it, I mean, 90s. We're talking Milli Vanilli. Like, you totally could have faked people out, had people love it, and then kind of pulled the rug out from underneath them.
What year was that?
Was it 95?
Something like that, yeah. It was the mid-early 90s.
That's cool.
And then, I don't know if you watched the Father of the Bride reunion on Friday.
Mm-mm.
So, it was weird. It was done by Netflix, but Netflix, you couldn't watch it on Netflix. You could watch it on Netflix, YouTube, and Facebook channels. So the Father of the Bride cast reunited, but there was also a mini sequel too, where Kiernan Culkin's character gets married during a family Zoom call.
Oh.
Yeah. And the new Father of the Bride, Robert De Niro.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was on the call as well.
Oh, that's cool.
So I don't know if it's going to make a new film because of it, but they kind of wrapped it all up, I guess, on it, but it was kind of like a thing for charity, too, right?
Yeah, Nancy Myers wrote it and everything. That's crazy.
Huh. There you have it. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. You can get the 640 Schmig in podcast form as well. And we'll have Lance with traffic in 3 minutes after Fitz in the Tantrums.
It's celebrity birthday time on the Wake Up with Jen and Tim. We look at famous people born today, September 28th. We'll start off with, oh my goodness, little Lizzie McGuire. You know her now as Kelsey on TV Land's Younger. How old is Hilary Duff?
I had dinner with Hilary Duff one time.
Oh, you really? Did?
And there were 15 other people at the table, but
were there?
We were actually
in your own little atmosphere. It was just you and her.
No connection there. Hilary Duff. No.
She just had another baby.
So
I don't know what that means. Well, she was married to that Mike Comrie for a while, right? And then they split, and then she just had a baby recently with her new man. But she could be an older mom. I was thinking she was 40.
30. I'm going to say 35.
38.
33.
Mm. Whoa! Oopsie. She's been around for a long time.
Now, you just mentioned a split. This person split with her longtime beau a couple years ago, Liev Schreiber. She's now with Billy Crudup. She's also in the Divergent movies, and she's in one of the scariest films I've ever seen, The Ring. How old is Naomi Watts?
She told you about a videotape, didn't she?
Oh, I can't.
And it's PG-13. I still can't believe that.
That movie scares me to my core.
Me too.
I will not see it.
Oh.
46.
He's trying not to smile. 47.
45.
52.
What?
Kevin's got a poker face going.
She's 52?
I was going to guess somewhere around 50, but then when, you know, the poker face was coming out, it's like, oh, well, we're close.
All right. She was in Romy and Michelle. She's also Paul Sorvino's daughter. And she won an Oscar in Mighty Aphrodite. How old is Mira Sorvino?
All I ever wanted was for people to think that we were better than we were in high school.
Mira Sorvino. I'm going to say she's 45.
50.
51.
53. And finally, this is an SNL alum who also went on to be part of the Ben Stiller Show. And I believe she was insulted last week by Jen.
Oh, Janine Garofalo.
How old is Janine Garofalo?
If you bring out what is destroying you, it may save you. If you leave it in, it will kill you. Guy Fieri said that. Guy Fieri.
Because Emma had a dream that I had a romantic entanglement with Janine Garofalo.
I mean, just among the actresses we already mentioned, I would be more worried and more angry had it been Mira Sorvino or Naomi Watts. I'm not helping my case here.
57?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. 58.
One of my favorite off-the-radar movies, The Matchmaker with Janine Garofalo. Check it out. 59.
56.
Okay, we went the wrong way.
Yeah. There you go. Celebrity birthdays today. Happy birthday if you're having one as well.
Here's Lance with a final look at traffic.
We're pretty...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.